Hey everybody, welcome. My name is Attila Tóth. I'm from Hungary, and I'm very happy to be able to present at FOSDEM. This is my first time presenting at FOSDEM, and so I'm really excited. I will talk about materialized views in Postgres, and specifically how to automatically refresh them and keep them up to date. Before that, a little bit about me. I'm a developer advocate at Timescale, which is the company behind Timescale DB, which is an open source time series database packaged as a PostgreSQL extension. And basically, during my work, I regularly work with community members trying to help them fix queries or fix some issues with their Postgres and or Timescale DB instances. And in our community, a lot of people create materialized views to store time series data. And I just wanted to, because of this, I just wanted to create this presentation to sort of provide a high level overview of materialized views in Postgres. And most importantly, because what I saw in our community, for a lot of people, it's important to keep them up to date as possible. But obviously, with materialized views, there are some drawbacks. And so I just wanted to talk about these things and what are some of your options if you want to use materialized views in Postgres. All right, let's get started. So very quick agenda. First, I'm going to briefly talk about materialized views in general. What are materialized views? Then how can you keep them up to date automatically on a schedule? And then finally, what about time series data? Because as I mentioned in our Timescale DB community, a lot of users use materialized